Morning. Welcome to Rancho Marietta Community Service District Security Committee meeting. It's regular meeting, 10 a.m. on August 4th. Calling the meeting to order, item number two, with the COVID-19 Emergency Act still in place. I would like to authorize that we're going to still hold a teleconference pursuant to the current government code. With that said, Amelia, do you have any hands or comments at this time?
I do not.
Perfect. Let's move on to item four, which will be Kelly.
Thank you. Good morning. I'll start off with the operations updates. Currently, we have 8 full-time gate officers, 4 patrol officers. The sergeant position is unfilled. It remains frozen. We have currently 2 part-time gate officer positions open and are recruiting for. We're utilizing 3 ABA contract security officers to help fill our voids. Moving on to patrol non-shift covered shifts for 2022. It's approximately 193 hours year to date, and that's largely due to COVID. And there's no overtime allowed to fill the patrol shifts. I myself was out with COVID for 10 days in July, so that part of that statistic. Moving on to our safety repairs. We currently have 3 estimates, and the process is with the general manager and staff to review which ones we're going to award the contract to and to iron out any issues. But that is in play with the general manager and staff.
Kelly, to that point, if you would just put a reminder for when the general manager gets back from vacation, this has taken longer than it should have, but if we can get moving on it sooner than later. So if you can just put a note, I know Tom's aware of it, but see if we can move it a little bit further ahead of the pile, if you will.
Right, I believe we have 3 estimates and we're waiting, or we have 2 for sure. I'm sorry, do you wanna?
Can I talk about that?
Absolutely, please.
We had, and one was like from October of last year, one was from January of this year. We had 3 estimates. One estimate said, I've changed my mind, I don't wanna do it, thank you. We said, thank you. So I had 2 estimates. And then I called him back and I said, now you gentlemen realize that this is a prevailing wage job. So you have to have your DIR license and pay prevailing wage. And one said, oh, what's that? And so I sent him over to the DIR website and he didn't produce a DIR license or registration. And then the other one came back with another quote of $53,000 to do the work over there, up from like $36,000. And so with that, I've been to the DIR website and it's on my list to call and have more contractors come out and give me quotes so that I can have 3 real quotes, 3 legitimate quotes, right? So I'm kind of back to the drawing board, Tim.
Okay. So it sounds like, Kelly, don't make a note for the GM, make a note for the board secretary to have her follow through. And I mean, I would have to double check what the board or district policy is, because if we can't get 3 qualified vote or bids, excuse me, then we have to go with what we know best. So I would probably say, Amelia, go back to the website, try it one more time. The other thing I would do is just look and see if we have a policy. I know that there's something in place that if we can't get 3 qualified bids, what does that look like? The other thing I would do, Amelia, is reach out to both directors Pohl and Janko for their thoughts on this, just because that's what they do. And it might be we don't get 3, but I don't want to hold up the process trying to get the 3. You've done your due diligence, especially following up with those folks. So we just need to keep it moving forward. That's my only point. All right, continue on. Sorry, Kelly.
Thank you.
We'll go with the training officers. Actually, before that, we have a mandatory meeting on August 12th for all security staff. This is discussed with Director Mabee and the General Manager to discuss Measure R and some of their concerns with Measure R that our security folks have. And that'd be on, we'll have two meetings, one in the morning for our early morning staff that get off a shift, and one in the afternoon as well. And people that are off, we'll be compensating them, but it is mandatory. All security staff need to attend this 1 hour meeting with the GM and Director Mabee. But afterwards, we will go into training mode since I have everybody here, and we're going to give them CPR training, AED training, and first aid training. And that's about additional 3 hours for the classes. $75 a head. And I believe Mike is over there in operations has made it mandatory for his personnel as well. And we've asked for, I think some admin people are going to be joining us as well. So it's pretty much the whole district will be certified in CPR, AED training, and first aid, which will take place on August 12th.
Excellent. And again, Kelly, you know, this is that part where we've had some pretty good, significant outcomes with staff taking action. So this, I think this is right in line for really the customer service above and beyond what the district mission is, but it's well worth it because they're either going to use it for themselves or in a couple of cases, a community member. So thank you for setting that up. Continue on, please.
No problem. At the board meeting on August 17th, we're going to have our newest patrol officer, even though he's been here about a month. His name is Mel Outram, and Tom will be introducing him to the board. And I'll save that for Tom to introduce him, but he will be there for introduction to the board meeting. All right, as I move on to Rancho Murrieta, I went to a compliance meeting. We also saw July 4th event was very successful with RMA, but despite not having any sheriffs out here, there was at least three CSD patrol officers, and we were able to handle most things successfully for the July 4th weekend. We also successfully worked with the RMA with a couple of vandalism cases, and I believe they've cleared most of their vandalism issues, and it's on the down decline, so that's good news with that. In the compliance meeting, one of the things that they asked or that they're looking to do is to have one policy for both CSD and RMA in regards to how we issue citations as far as speeding citations, stop sign, kind of a general policy. Specifically for stop signs, like what constitutes violation of a stop sign? Is it 4 feet past the limit line? Is it that the driver doesn't stop? Is it just a complete blowing and not going through it all the way? So they're looking to have some consistency with that. And one of the things I recommended, and I think they used to do this before, is I like to have cameras set up. That way there's no issue. We can put it on camera and then write the citation and bring it to that compliance committee, who is the ultimate authority on whether or not they're going to get fined, and that way they can see it. So I don't know if they're going to look wanting to go back to that, but that's one of the things I recommended to them. It's like, why not put it on camera, and then they can decide, because it's really going to be hard to try to get everybody consistent with a stop sign violation. So that's one of the things that we discussed, and it's to be continued. Okay, moving on to the other issues we have, other Rancho Murrieta Association activities. We will be, the garden community has requested a meeting with us. And I know Amelia has, do you have the date for that?
We're working on scheduling it for one afternoon next week.
Right, and I believe.
And I'm back and forth with the folks over there about topics. So can they just talk about anything?
Right, And I believe, yeah? Tim, you requested to attend that meeting?
Yeah, Tim's going.
Okay.
Yes, Amelia said I'm going.
Yes. Well, then is it okay then that they want to talk about cameras? Right.
Well, they've talked to me on the side, and they have issues with the recent crimes and cameras, and they kind of feel like left out. So we're going to do some things with them. We're going to do some walking patrols, and I've asked my officers to meet them in person, make sure they wave, say hi, and let them know that we're there. So that's what's going to take place. Also, next week, we look to the village is also having some special concerns they want to address with me. And we're going to set up a meeting for next week. They wanted to meet with me, their board members, and discuss some security issues with the village. Okay, and we go to the next thing. There's no questions.
Compliance report. Oh, it's just for July, not August yet.
July. Right. So there's no tickets. Oh, there's no questions. These are our stats.
All good by me, Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Nothing for August yet.
Kelly, I just noticed, and when I looked at the report, I should have said something when I met with you the other day, but doesn't July have 31 days in the month?
Oh, I'll let Amelia.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, right. But however, to prepare for this meeting, they require the information.
The Friday before so that I can get the packet posted.
Right. So I have to put it. The month isn't over yet. By the time that information is requested, yeah. I have to have it. So what happens is I wait for the month to end. And when the board meeting, the week of the board meeting, Amelia adds the full month.
Right. Then this is updated.
Or you wouldn't have, it wouldn't be, well.
Perfect.
No, some months it would be.
Yeah. Depending on the month and the way it worked. But yeah sometimes it, that's why it's that way.
Very good.
We only have one note, one really big instance of note, and I'll start reading it. On July 24th, 2022, at approximately 05 midnight, 15 minutes after midnight, we had vandalism/reckless driving. CST Security responded to several reports of a truck driving recklessly in the south. Several neighbors were awakened by loud squealing wheels. CST gate officer observed a white truck had left via the south gate and then immediately wanted to re-enter the south gate shortly after receiving the numerous calls of reckless vehicle. The CST gate officer refused to let that vehicle into the community and formed the opinion the truck with the three males was involved in the original calls for service and they were possibly under the influence of alcohol. The driver put his vehicle in reverse, hit a sign, and then drove over the grass median area and fled westbound on Jackson. The truck fled to a residence house in the Garden community. The CST security officer was on scene and witnessed the three males exit the vehicle and hop the fence in the backyard. CST security officer asked one of the males what they were doing, and he stated that they lived there. CST security monitored the area several minutes and drove around the neighborhood and noticed that one of the males had removed the plates from the park vehicle that was parked in front of the house. The CHP and Sheriff's Department refused to respond to the incident since all parties were gone on arrival. On July 26, CST staff conducted a follow-up investigations and I was able to ID all parties involved. The male driver does not live in Rancho Marietta, however, was a guest of a retreat residence. The other passengers lived in South Rancho and all were over 18 years of age. The owners of the retreat residence and their son, who allowed the driver to enter, came to CST for an interview. During the interview with CST staff, their son admitted that his friend drove recklessly and damaged the RMA's grass and sign. The son denied that any party was under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and they fled to their friend's house in the garden because they believed the CSD police would arrest them. The son stated that his friend would be more than happy to pay for the damages. Since completing this, I will say I have spoke to the driver who actually did the damage, and he stated that, yes, he is very sorry. His main worry was getting his friend's parents in trouble. He didn't want him to have fines or be arrested that's why he fled. And that's why he said he panicked. However, he did say he's willing to make amends in any way he can. He will come down. All three of them will come down and repair the grass themselves. They will pay whatever it needs to pay. The parents are very concerned, but they want to make it amends as well. So in this case, all parties are willing to make amends and pay for any damages. And we're currently working on finalizing the reports, and we'll turn this over to the general manager and director. Maybe then it could be turned over to RMA at their will.
Kelly, very good. This again, the professionalism you're bringing to the district, is very noticeable. So thank you for that. Yes, I will take a copy of the report. I have been in correspondence with RMA to figure out exactly what level of reimbursement RMA wants, those types of things. So again, at the end of the day, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. And there's no other questions. That completes my presentation.
Perfect. Moving on to item five, which is the update Measure R security special tax measure. The GM's not here. So Michael, I don't know if you have something more on this. The only thing I have is Mr. Shanahan is going to address the board as well as the staff on the expectations and the process of the do's and don'ts of Measure R moving forward for the ballot measure. Past that, I don't have any further update.
Yeah, that's the extent of my understanding as well.
Perfect. And I have a little update, if I may.
Please.
The ballot measure has been submitted to the county elections department to go on the ballot. It is now, it has a name, it's Measure R. It was Measure X when we were talking about it because, well, we hadn't had it voted to put it on the ballot yet. So now it's Measure R, and we are working on an argument in favor of the ballot. So that'll go on probably this afternoon. We'll send that over. We have 5 signatures from people in the community that support the argument, the ballot measure, and we'll move on, wait and see what the voters say.
Perfect, thank you. Moving on to item 6, discuss creation of administration citation ordinance authorizing fines for violation of district ordinances.
At the very end of our meeting, the board meeting in July, right after Linda gave her presentation on the reservoir education and information ad hoc committee, the board directed staff to see about what we needed to do to create an ordinance, to create a code so that we would have authority to fine people who violate our ordinances. And so we're working with Mr. Shanahan to write that ordinance that'll create the code that will give us the authority to fine residents. Mr. Shanahan said that it was a process. So there'll be several meetings and prepare to hear about this for months to come, but it's in the works.
Perfect. And we do have ordinances in place such as trespassing, those types of things. In a normal fiscal cycle, those fines would be updated according to the budget process. This not being a normal fiscal period, I elected not even to look at the fine structure from that standpoint. But I would think probably by the beginning of the calendar year, we would have something in place, just because it is going to take a little bit of work in developing the ordinances. But I know with Mr. Shanahan, we have some in place. Then it's really going to be the board's discretion to give staff direction to enforce the ordinances across the board, only because we can't pick and choose. So there will be some impact really on folks that are accessing district property or doing things on district property inappropriately. So very good, thank you. Amelia, do you have any other hands or any comments or anything?
No hands, no comments.
Okay. Kelly, again, thank you for your time the other day. Again, the feedback from a lot of the end users has been very positive about security, and that's really a big change for us. And I think getting the cameras, we're going to get that comprehensive camera program in place here, or at least in front of the board. In the next couple of board meetings, that will really mature that end of the process. And we can see how critical the cameras are to you being able to further along some of the follow-up and either provide it to the local law enforcement agencies or outright contact residents and deal with them directly. So for that, thank you very much. Not seeing or hearing anything else, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. With that, I want to thank everybody's time and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.